This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. New stats from the PBOC show China's foreign exchange reserves rising for the eighth month in a row in September as pressure from capital outflow eased. Data from the central bank showing Chinese forex reserves now stand at just under $3.11 trillion U.S. dollars as of the end of September. That's up nearly $17 billion through September. Also follows a rise of nearly $11 billion U.S. dollars back in August. China's forex reserves have been on the rise through most of this year after dipping below the $3 trillion U.S. dollar threshold back in January. GDP growth in China, meantime, for the third quarter, due out on October 19th. Chinese President Xi Jinping calling for more to be done to win the battle against poverty. Xi Jinping making the comments ahead of National Poverty Relief Day, which falls on October 17th. In calling for more to be done, the Chinese president says significant progress has been made since the CPC Central Committee made a solemn pledge to lift all rural people out of poverty by 2020. China has launched a third satellite for Venezuela this Monday. It's also the second remote sensing satellite China sent up as part of a bilateral space cooperation agreement with Venezuela. New satellite going to be mainly used for land resources inspection, environmental protection, disaster monitoring, and management. China launched Venezuela's first satellite in 2008 designed for communications. China then launched a remote sensing satellite for Venezuela in 2012. The latest Caixin analysis suggesting business activity in China's services industry has grown at its slowest pace in some 21 months through September. The Caixin services PMI coming in at 50.6 last month, one of the weakest levels since the survey began in 2005. However, the reading, which is based on a smaller sample size and specifically on private companies, stands in sharp contrast to the official data, which has suggested the services sector expanded at its fastest clip in some 3 years. The official Chinese government PMI survey samples from around 4,000 relatively large non-manufacturing companies. Caixin's data is collected from around 400 small and medium-sized firms. An American professor has been awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. Richard Thaler has been awarded this year's prize for his analysis of how human behavior can affect economic decisions. In announcing Thaler as the winner of the Nobel Prize for Economics, the Swedish Academy says Thaler's findings and theoretical insights have been instrumental in creating the new and rapidly expanding field of behavioral economics. It says Thaler's findings have had a profound impact on many areas of economic research and policy. The United Nations has confirmed a Tanzanian peacekeeper has been killed in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The soldier has been killed in battle with Allied Democratic Forces rebels in the province of North Kivu. ADF, which started out in western Uganda, has since expanded into the eastern part of the neighboring DR Congo. The group is considered a terrorist organization by the Ugandan government. Its fighters reportedly massacred at least 40 people on Saturday after capturing three military camps in the same region, which has been beset by instability brought on by the presence of several homegrown and foreign armed rebel groups. Turkey suspending all of its visa services at its diplomatic facilities in the United States. The move comes just hours after the U.S. Embassy in Ankara announced that it had suspended all non-immigrant visa services at all U.S. diplomatic facilities in Turkey. Non-immigrant visas are issued for tourists, study, and doing business. The Turkish suspension goes further, though, as it will apply to so-called sticker visas as well as e-visas and border visas. The tit-for-tat travel service suspensions, believed to result from a diplomatic rift inflamed by the arrest of a Turkish employee at the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. The Cuban government has held a mass rally to mark the 50th anniversary of the death of Ernesto Che Guevara. The rally has capped a week of tributes to the guerrilla fighter who helped bring Fidel Castro to power. Born in Argentina, Guevara played a leading role in the Cuban Revolution to overthrow former president and dictator Fulgencio Batista. Not satisfied with the revolution, though, he later traveled to Congo and then on to Bolivia, where he was ambushed and killed by CIA-backed mercenaries. A volcano south of Mexico City has seen a minor eruption. The Popocatépetl volcano unleashed a plume of gas and smoke some 2 kilometers high on Sunday. It's the fourth minor eruption of the volcano in recent days. Popocatépetl is located in the same area where the massive 7.1 magnitude quake hit Mexico in mid-September, leaving 370 people dead. Officials, though, say they have not observed any correlation between the quake and the recent rise in volcanic activity on Popocatépetl, which sprung back to life in late 1994. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.